What up, what up? Thank you for tuning in. It's the Truth of Darion Show. I'm your host, Don Darion, and joining me for this 30-minute little podcast is my partner in crime, Lauren the G. What's going on, Lauren?
Nothing much. I am doing great. I have internet good. Now, so
okay, there you
that's
go.
That's great.
We are broadcasting here, live and recorded from Dallas, Texas. Woo-hoo. Howdy, y'all. What's going on?
Look now.
Now, just to let you know, we are in a cold front here in Dallas. I mean, I don't know if it's called a cold front or just okay, winter. Look,
I think it's because we've been in the hot weather for so long, like in the hundreds for like a month, we think this is cold weather. I mean, it's like 50-something degrees here. If in Maryland,
it's getting cold. Tomorrow it's going to be freezing. The low is going to be freezing, but
it's cold. I mean, and there's no warning. It was just like hot one day, and then it just was cold. It was 97, and then it was 50, then it's 40, and now
I'm telling you. Welcome to Texas. Anyway, we have a great show for you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're only doing it for 30 minutes every Friday. We do post a new show. So let's just get right into it. Lauren, how are you doing this week?
I am doing great. As I said earlier, I did get internet after like 3 weeks of waiting because dealing with Frontier, which is a terrible company.
I've never even heard of Frontier.
It's Verizon Fios got bought over by Frontier, and I literally looked online. There were 38 reviews. Okay. All but one was negative.
All but one. Okay, sorry. I thought it was reverse.
Everything was negative except for one.
Why would you trust that?
Well, I mean, no, I didn't know at first. I was like, oh, Verizon Fios. That's
so you had to choose them. I'm confused.
Well, no, I was choosing the cheaper one.
Okay.
And okay.
Typical.
You know what? This is what really happened, y'all. Okay, I had Time Warner in another state, and I left for stupid reasons, and I did not cancel my contract. Uh-huh. It was supposed to be non-contract, so you owed money to
Time Warner.
Yes,
and you didn't want to pay for them to reconnect. But how did they know?
Got collections.
Oh, geez.
Okay, look, I was young. Okay, we're growing up. I'm almost 30 now. I'm fixing things.
Okay,
but it's on my credit report now, and it's being paid off. But since it's on my credit report, I technically don't owe Time Warner anymore because they sent off my debt to them.
And technically, Time Warner is now Spectrum.
Exactly. So really, they don't even know who I am. So I used my ex's last name, and I have internet now.
So you dropped the Frontier, went to the Time Warner.
I didn't even get Frontier set up because they couldn't tell that I wasn't the person that lived there before. So they what? Terrible company. All I can say is don't go to Frontier, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Just work the system. Work Time Warner. It's fine.
Well, anyway, this week was very great for me. I just want to let everybody know
great.
That I finally got my smartwatch, my Apple Watch.
Gosh, I'm so jealous. It's so cool.
Okay, so I've been super, super pressed about it. I mean, like, and I feel bad because it's a material object, but this makes me so happy.
I'm just letting you know, actually. And I want you guys to know that Darion has had his phone on the Do Not Disturb mode for like four months.
I didn't even
know. And I have been calling. I try and call the gate so I can get into his apartment complex so we can record this podcast.
Seriously, shout out to everybody who's been trying to call me for the past 2 weeks and it goes straight to voicemail. I was not ignoring you. I didn't. When I got my smartwatch, I saw that the Do Not Disturb was on, and I'm like, what is going on? I was wondering why I would just get missed calls from people. Like, I think they would call me for a second and hang up, and I'm like, I guess they didn't need me to call them. So I wouldn't call them back.
No.
And then I found out that Do Not Disturb, you can still get calls from your favorites.
Exactly.
So my family was calling like regular. I was answering with them, so I thought everything else was fine. Anyway.
Oh, so I'm not in your favorites.
No, just my family.
Oh.
Just okay.
That's it.
Sorry. But anyway, about my smartwatch, because we're going to keep talking about
your
it. I love it.
It's great.
I do. Because the thing is, you know what? I told myself, this is why I really wanted to get it. Because I'm trying to get more active. I'm trying to do more. It really keeps you alert. Like, it keeps your heart rate, how much you've been, like, traveling. My dog is licking on our legs and stuff, so it is kind of hard to keep focused, but I love it. Only thing is, the band is kind of weird. I got the Nike one.
There's like a Nike one. It looks very sporty, like you're about to like go, you know, on a run or something.
Something like that. I'll be trying to go. Anyway, let's get right into it. We are going to get into our next segment called Allegedly. This is basically our celebrity gossip. We call it Allegedly because we don't know if it's really all true, but Lauren is going to say it anyway. Lauren takes over this. Go ahead, Lauren. What we got to talk about?
Okay, so let's talk about Russia. Allegedly, they're not going to be in the 2018 Olympics.
Oh, wait.
Like the
really?
The Winter Olympics.
Why?
They've been banned from the Winter Olympics for doping. State-sponsored doping.
Oh,
like,
so
not,
they cheated.
It's not even like the athletes were doing it on their own. It was like the the state that like Russia saying, hey, you guys do this. We want you to win.
Are you serious? Yeah,
exactly. Which is why it's so bad, because the official, like, how the people corrupt. There were, yeah, they cheated a lot in the 2014 Olympics. So they are not allowed to compete. The athletes that are under their team can compete under a neutral flag if they can prove they're not doping.
It's just so crazy. Like, even in the Olympics where, you know,
it gets real.
I know.
It gets real.
And that's Donald Trump's best friend.
I know. Besties. Wow. That's why his,
so glad
know,
that we have a president like that.
It's going to be great. Sarcasm. So we're moving on. Well, over more overseas stuff. Let's talk about LeVar Ball.
Okay.
And you know,
I don't know what's going on with that LeVar Ball situation. I know he didn't want to apologize to President Trump, all that other stuff.
Yes.
But what, and then he pulled his, what's going on?
So allegedly he's pulled LeAngelo, I think that's how you say it, out of UCLA. Now, apparently it's over because LeAngelo was suspended indefinitely from the school for the whole stealing and China incident.
I think it's fair,
exactly. Right. But LeVar Ball being, you know, cocky LeVar Ball is like, well, if my son's going to, he thinks it's not a big deal because the charges were dropped. So he's like, well, the charges were dropped, my son should be able to play. But since he can't, he's like, well, he's just not going to pay for y'all at all.
He should have never had those charges in the first place.
Exactly. That's you're rich. Why are you stealing from some store?
Exactly.
He loves to throw in a face that he's LeVar Ball, big brawler brand. I don't know why you're stealing sunglasses or whatever from a Louis Vuitton store overseas. It doesn't make any sense. Right. But I mean, it's just crazy. But anyways, moving on. So, the California fires.
Oh, I heard about those.
In Southern California, yo, the Bel Air, Ventura, like, over, like, 60,000 acres.
It's so
like,
crazy. And it's not being talked about enough.
The videos are insane.
Because like, this is not, like, the first fires that's going on in California.
No, this is the first time it was in Northern California. Now it's in, like, more of the Bel Air area. And, this, I mean, there's all these evacuations.
Yeah, so this one lady that was boarding a flight, you know, I'm working at an airport. But this one lady was boarding a flight. She was like, are we going to be affected? Because our planes go to L.A. She's like, are we going to be affected? And I'm like, well, no delay. So I'm pretty sure it's fine. They wouldn't let you fly. But I actually saw one of our pilots had posted a picture. And you can literally see it's burning and smoking. Yeah. It's crazy.
There are videos of people who are driving on the highway. And like the entire horizon is just covered in red and ashes. And I mean, it's like it's moving. You can see. I mean, it's insane. Praise her out to all the people that are out there. I mean, I think one of the guys from that song I Spy, his whole town from California has been destroyed. It's all ashes now.
Oh, like, wow.
I can't remember what his name is, but I know it's Lil Pump and the other guy, whoever the other guy is.
It's the new age like rap people that we don't know.
Yeah, because there's a new rapper every 5 minutes. There's a new one. There's Lil Pump. There's Fizz. Wait, that's an old one.
It's because the song is I Spy with my little eye.
Yes, that one. Something many likes. Yeah, that one. That song. So, I mean, I hope they can get under control. They said that it's climate change is also a reason why this is kind of outside of wildfire seasons for California.
His name is Lil Yachty. Okay. I had to feel young again and I had to make sure I know it. Lil Yachty. I got it, y'all. Okay. I'm still young.
I'm still in
my 20s. Okay. Not for long.
Sorry. No, you know what? We're only as old as we feel. And I don't feel that old. And people think I'm like 21 all the time. So, I mean, I've got, what, like 8 years?
21's too young. I don't want to be young.
I mean, I have a young face sometimes. If I have weave on, hey.
Right.
Okay, so on to some little better news. Allegedly, Ciara is going to be hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Okay, Ciara got a job.
Yes, Ryan Seacrest, Jenny McCarthy. I'm excited. I like Ciara. I've always loved her.
So okay.
She's a great dancer.
This is for the New Year's, you said?
New Year's Rockin' Eve. You know, like New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Yeah, I know, because I never do nothing for New Year's. And in Dallas, I feel very gypped in Dallas because the only thing they do is replay the East Coast same stuff. So they do it live on the East Coast, and since we're an hour behind,
they just replay.
So I already watched it. I'm like, yay, it's a new year. It's not fair.
They didn't tell me that before I moved here, and I don't think that that's fair. I should have been given a choice.
You know what, Dallas? I will do you a favor. I will host a party. Okay,
let's host.
We're
gonna host the party. How about that?
Yes,
we're
new gonna Year's. Do it. Watch me on TV. Somebody pay for it.
You can pay for everything. I just volunteered.
Right now, I'm overdrawn in my account a little bit.
Look
so.
Now, we're young. Once we're older, we get money. No one's going to be worried about overdrawn accounts. Okay? Until then, just mind your business.
I can't really afford that right now. But come January 1st, after all that holiday pay, maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe I could do a little bit of 30 minutes. I do the last 30 minutes
of
the year.
We'll be here. It's all right.
So, we deserve a real New Year's. I'm just saying.
We're going to get one, too. Another great thing that's coming in January is a show. Allegedly, Candy's going to be playing Mama Morton on Chicago in Broadway.
Oh, you said Candy?
Candy from Escape. Well, Yes,
Candy Burris. Oh, yeah.
Candy Burris from Escape. Oh, whatever she is. Real Housewives. I mean, they did release two songs and they're going on tour without her, but she was already supposed to be playing Mama Morton in Chicago anyway. So, I mean, this was in the works before Escape decided that they were going to make a comeback and all that stuff.
She is doing so, I mean, she just, everything is happening
Chicago.
For her.
I love Chicago.
And I really want to go to her restaurant in Atlanta. Like, I really, yeah, definitely want to go.
I would love to see
her in Chicago.
I'm pretty
sure it's packed all the time.
Why wouldn't it? Because she's there all the time. So, I mean, I would love to.
I definitely would.
Like, oh my gosh, hey, Candy, girl, you're doing that. You're on TV.
I just want to stunt and be on Snapchat and filters and stuff. That's all I want to do. Look, I'm here, y'all. What's up?
Like Marco Polo. That app is so fun.
I know I use Marco Polo.
I just started using
Marco Polo. If you guys don't know what Marco Polo is, it's kind of like a video text message. That's how I would explain it. Like, you record it live, and if people can see that you're live recording like a video for you, they can just jump in and watch you record it live.
Exactly.
Or it could just be recorded.
It's really fun.
It's cool.
It's a lot of fun.
You could change your voice. You could do all this stuff. I wish we were getting paid to promote this, but we're not.
So, shouts out to Marco Polo. Call us. Call me for booking. Thank you. DM me. Okay.
This overdrawn account has really gone to our head.
I mean, look, begging
for money.
We just know we got God's blessing right now, so we're just, you know, exercising that. That's all we're doing. So, moving on. So, allegedly, Mike Epps is going to be executive producing a social media's award show.
Well, about time, I think.
Yeah, BET's going to have a social media awards. It's going to be about this one. It's going to appear. Mm-hmm. It's going to be aired on February the 11th, and it's going to have all the best and worst moments and memes from 2017.
I just don't know how they're going to...
I don't know how
it's going to be put together. Like, how do you do awards?
I'll watch the commercials, and we'll see if I'm interested, because it sounds a little stupid, memes? But we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of us look at the same memes and things like that, but how do you categorize...
I'm not going to lie, I don't really like memes that much.
Memes is my thing.
I'm a memes guy. I'm not super big in social media like that.
I love looking at this thing. I could literally look at memes for an hour.
Sometimes.
And I can literally do it for an hour. It's fun.
I don't know about for an hour. It's a lot. But hopefully it'll be great. I'm going to be looking for the commercials because I haven't decided if I'm really interested enough to actually
watch it. Don't think that Mike Epps is funny. I'm sorry.
He isn't.
I'm sorry.
Look, there are people who are like, he's so hilarious. He's funny sometimes.
Maybe acting
but he's not
in movies.
Funny enough to be like on his own.
I don't, yeah.
He's only funny in short.
So
in
hopefully,
short
he's so I'm going to be there for my black brother. And I'm going to wish him well.
Yeah, I'm going to watch these commercials. And if it look good, then I will watch.
If you don't interest me, you know.
Oh, and after it's not, then, you know, I'll watch the clips the next day on news.
Get somebody else.
Somebody will be talking to us. So, guess what? Allegedly, The Rock is getting a star. Not in the sky.
About time.
The Walk of Fame.
Yeah, the
Star Walk of Fame, Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, whatever it is.
He'll be getting his own star finally.
I can't believe he hasn't had one.
He's done a lot, so you feel like he should have probably had one. It's a long time coming.
Yeah, definitely. I just remember, remember in elementary school, we just always loved wrestling, you know,
and things like that.
And The Rock was just like our hero. He was the best. Like, I mean,
there was this guy in our class that could do the eyebrow all the time, Kevin.
Always.
Yes.
He always did.
And it was the coolest. And we were
I think
oh
he still
gosh.
Does it till this day.
I mean, you know.
Big inspiration.
It's allure. What can I say? I used to try to do it all the time. The people's elbow. I mean, he was like.
I just wanted to be as cool as The Rock. I just wanted to be as cool.
He just seemed like amazing.
My mom was in love with him. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm okay. If you leave daddy, I'm okay with that. It's fine.
The Rock
can be my dad.
You kind of resemble, you look like you could be like Black and The Rock mixed together, maybe.
I'm good.
You're missing a lot of height, but it's okay.
And muscle. Okay.
You know what? Look, The Rock didn't have a lot of muscle. If you look at when he was when he was The Rock when we were kids to where he is now, he's like three times his size. So either he's on steroids or he's just working out way more than he was when he was wrestling.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm just saying. Look at the pictures.
No, he just likes to work out.
He works out a lot.
There's some people that really work out. And really
all the time.
Do, yeah.
And
really
have, like,
keep
diet.
A good regimen of food. And I just can't
and
do it.
And he has access to
I
the
can't
best
do
food.
It, y'all. Like, I really, really try, but I can't imagine just eating plain chicken breast and broccoli.
That's
every
what he
day
says. He ate like rice and like six of these. I'm like, it's a lot. I pass. Thanks though.
I love pizza and I love Panda.
I like looking
that's
at
my,
you.
That's my thing. Pizza and Panda.
Oh my gosh.
Panda Express.
Delicious.
My fave.
And Panda Express is the bomb. I'm not gonna lie. Especially now we're having these here. I mean, when I was in Maryland, we only had a Panda Express at the mall. Having them all over the place with drive-throughs.
It still went through every day.
Drive-throughs.
Drive-through Panda Express. Who would have thought of that incredible invention.
Someone that was hungry.
That is it's unbelievable. But I do like to see them actually put it. I'm like, hey, can I get a little bit more? Because, you know, I ain't paying like $10 exactly. for this. It's $10.
It's actually not that expensive, surprisingly. Yeah.
Wow. I always get the extras. Anyway, go ahead.
You know what? He's terrible. That's moving on.
The premium.
So adding extras. YouTube is going to be allegedly adding on about 10,000 more employees because they need more moderators for the site. Because, you know, when you look in the comments, you know, there's, like, people with racist hate speech.
So, oh, yeah, yeah.
There's people on kids' videos that are saying, like, well, I want to do that kid. And then they have the videos of parents, like, you know, doing mean things to their kids.
I hate when
stuff,
I go through comments and I see, like, all of that stuff. Like, you just see, like, great. Oh, my God, great. I hate black people. Like,
die, nigger bitch.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Hold on.
Excuse me.
Can we just back it up?
Why do we have to do that? So that's
all
good.
All black people are hoes. Yeah. Oh, okay. And it's good. So they're going to have people moderate it to try and control all of the negativity.
Nobody, yeah.
All the,
no, my kids, all my nieces are on there. Like, they don't need to be seeing stuff like that.
Exactly,
they watch YouTube videos
there
all
are Nazi
the time.
Videos, David Duke videos. I mean, yeah. It needs to be taken
off.
So
I think
I'm
it's
glad.
Definitely necessary. Congrats to YouTube. Thank you so much,
Thank
YouTube.
Because it's about time. If you added all these daggone ads, it's about time that you added this stuff too.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Wow. Somebody is upset.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because they want me to pay to get YouTube to be the way it was before you made it so I had to pay to use it. I mean, before there were no ads or anything.
I know. I
used to spend all day on YouTube, but it's all right. It's all right. We're going to talk. Okay, let's talk about something a little serious.
Okay.
Russell Daggone Simmons.
Mm.
Allegedly, he's stepping down from all of his companies.
Really?
Yeah, because of these, like, I mean, two women have accused him of rape in the 90s. Like, a model, what is her name? Carrie Clausen Callie.
You know, it just always comes, but you cannot
it really
do
does.
It. It always comes back.
It really
you never
does.
Know when. You never know when, and this
exactly.
is such a weird time.
Karma.
You know?
Karma's a real thing, and the two women have
people,
accused him of rape, and now a third woman has come forward and accused him of sexual assault.
People have really, like, looked up to Russell Simmons. This is so.
Yeah.
This is why it's so surprising. And
mind you, he was probably with, I mean, it's crazy. It's, I but, mean, and Russell Simmons also, while he's assaulting women,
mm-hmm.
he's trying to convince Terry Crews not to come forward about being assaulted by this big Hollywood exec, who, at the same time, represents a guy that's also being accused of sexual assault.
Wow.
So the first model says that Russell Simmons brought her up to his apartment and tried to basically try to rape her in front of Brett Ratner. And Brett Ratner just watched. He said she called to him for help and he just watched. And he, you know, Russell Simmons anally penetrated
imagine.
Her, forced oral on her, or forced her to give him oral. And the Hollywood executive that assaulted Terry Crews represents Brett Ratner. Also, Adam Sandler, Eddie Murphy, Diane Keaton, Emma Stone.
Now, listen. A lot of people are saying, like, you know, we can't just fall into these stories and always just assume that this is true. I mean, to for him to be such
I mean,
a good person.
But Russell Simmons apologized
Where is his
for
company? Did he?
He said... Oh. You know, memory of it was a little bit different, but I do have my sincerest apologies for blah, blah, blah. Especially after the second woman came out and said that he came into a restaurant.
I thought they were trying to set him up. I'm trying to help him out.
No,
wow.
No. That's why he's stepping back because, I mean, he says, I remember the night differently, but I apologize. He told this woman he was going to give her a ride home and then locked the doors to his car, like all the doors, and then drove her to his house.
Mm.
Even though she asked over and over to be taken to her house, brought her up in the elevator, and she was just like, look, I just want to keep him calm. I'm just going to do whatever he says so I can get out so he doesn't try and hurt me.
A lot of older people do say, like, it was different times. It
exactly.
was different times.
Ugh. It wasn't different times. It was just different things were accepted.
Yeah.
And Charlamagne the God literally said that a lot of people that are older now were raised on rape culture, and they didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
Like, half the stuff that we watched, like... People, even like Pepe Le Pew, like
right,
that whole
right.
thing of him trying to chase her. And she's like, no, get off of me. He's like, please, kissing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all of that stuff. We were trained from a young age.
And
to
I love
guys
Pepe Le Pew.
Smacking our butts. I mean, guys used to smack my butt all the time in middle school.
I didn't think
but
that
that's,
was
that's
I
assault.
I didn't think it was a big deal either. I'm not even going to lie.
Week in Myrtle Beach, you watch all those videos, guys just grabbing girls' titties, grabbing their butts.
See, the thing
like,
is, I say all the time, I feel like I was raised to be disrespectful to women. Like,
yeah.
I had to be taught by women, this is wrong. Do not touch me. Do not do this. I'm
exactly.
like, whoa. This is what you're supposed to like.
Yeah.
You know, that's
it's
just
crazy.
What I thought.
It's,
you know?
I mean, yeah.
I know it's bad. I mean, now I'm glad that it's actually out there and
mm-hmm.
put out there, you know.
Hopefully things will change because things need to change.
Some people just think it's okay.
It's not.
There's even a woman who is, I don't know, she's saying like, oh, why are they coming out now? Why are they saying this now? You know, it's kind of weird when it's a woman that says it and an older woman. And I'm just like, wow, like, how can you say, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Because maybe when you were younger, you didn't have the courage to say anything about it. But now everything's come out. You're like, you know what? I need to say something too. Because This is a real thing, and I don't want this to happen to anybody else. I mean, it's...
I just remember reading an article, and somebody was saying, don't you dare tell me why I wait so long to say it. Like, it's a lot of stuff that you have to process, that you have to go through, that, you know, is this really, am I really being attacked? You have to, like, really look at yourself. This is assault. Is something you want to bring forward? How would this affect me? How would I, you know, am I bringing it too far? It's a lot. It's a lot to go through. So, I definitely enjoyed reading that article, but we're going to switch it up now.
Let's turn it around.
We're going to Darian's Dilemma, okay? Oh, okay. Basically, this is where y'all help me out. I know we do it backwards sometimes where y'all send us letters and we read it. But actually, I'm bad at giving advice and I need yours, okay?
He's terrible.
So what's going on with me is my company has been bought out, okay? We're getting taken over by another larger company. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of confusion going on right now. A lot of things are happening. People getting paid, doing this, strike, upset, mad. You know, not enough training, not enough people going around, people quitting. It's a lot happening. Okay. You know, so I'm thinking about, I'm tired of the headache. You know, maybe I should just go to a whole nother company, a bigger, a better place, and just start all over again. And they already have their stuff together. They're already big. They're already great. You know, I wouldn't have to do anything, but I would just have to start from the bottom again. Wow. So I've already invested 5 years in this company. Exactly. You know what I mean?
I don't think you should just run. I mean, the grass is greener syndrome is a real thing. And just because you are a little frustrated right now doesn't mean that won't work out.
I'm extremely frustrated, though.
I mean, you can be frustrated. Everything, nothing worth doing is
I'm over
easy.
It.
And I feel like, I mean, I don't know. This is a time when things are shaky is that they pay attention to who's doing what. And this could, you know, turn out to be a promotion for you or something because they see that you're handling things and you're training people and doing what you need to do.
Well,
and
the thing
like,
is,
you know, let's put
I do feel like that. I'm trying to keep up with change. You know, with change to me, you know, you got to go through it. If you got to go through change, you might as well just keep going. You know, you can't be upset about it. Have a positive attitude towards it because it's going to happen anyway.
Being stagnant is not going to be anything.
You know, so I feel like
anything.
I'm good with change. I'm doing it, but other people in the company are just so... Oh, they just don't want to do anything. They so upset that they have to learn something new. It's a lot of older people in the company as well. They don't like to change. They're, you know, we use completely different. I mean, it's literally going from Chrome to back to Microsoft. You know what I mean? No offense. No not trying to say anything with Microsoft, but I mean, we like Google. You know, we're new. Google's new. Internet Explorer, that's going out.
I don't know why you're worried about other people's stuff and what they don't get. How's that going to affect you?
I'm just saying I'd rather go to a company that is already established, not
have
to go through
another.
You're
going to be
learning
from zero anyway, so you might as well stay at this place and start higher up than you would at another company.
But if I start from the bottom, I could probably even go further in this company than I would in my than the company that I'm in now.
Why?
Well, because there's a lot of other people like ahead of me that's already been there before, that's already know what they're doing. I feel like if I come in as a new person, a new idea in a new company, I don't know. Maybe something better will happen.
I don't think you should just leave right now. I think you should just give it some time and stop being a whiny baby.
Well,
it's not about sometimes work is hard and you just need to get I would just wait it out because this could end up being working out better for you in the end. It's just a frustrating time right now. Yeah.
Well, the thing,
a lot of people are affecting your work and it's annoying, but I don't know.
But the other job does pay more. Also, as well. So
aren't
I'm
supposed to
be
in some race soon or something.
I will be, but that's not till like another 6 months. And it won't even touch what I'll be making starting at the new company. You know, when it comes to money, I will be doing more though.
Obviously, because you're a grunt then. Uh-huh. So all of your little days off and traveling all the time is going to be gone
because
you're going to be that
true.
New person that's going to cover everyone else.
Because we'll start, and this is also with another in the airline industry. So the airline industry, you know, you have to have a lot of probation periods where you can't do stuff 6 months at a time. So
if you're
I would literally
six
have
months
to go through
anyways,
that again.
Then what's the difference?
I'd rather start now than have to, you know, be like, okay, I hate it here and I should have started this a year ago. Why did I even, I should have just got the job when it was available. You know, now it's too late. Now I'm stuck in this company that I don't like.
How do you know you're going to like it?
Well,
I don't
like the colors.
Period.
I don't like the colors.
That's a little superficial.
I mean, it is,
that's
but at the same time.
You're going to let the colors choose your ink?
I'm just saying. If I don't like the colors, I mean, it got to be more stuff that I don't like.
And so you just know this other company's going to be better.
Know.
You like the colors of this one, and you just
know
they're going to treat the employees better
than you.
You're
right. I can absolutely hate it.
And but, then and you're like, I should never stay because now I had 5 years over there. Now I have nothing here. I'm starting at square one. And if I go back there, I'm never going to be able to go back to the place that I was true. In.
You know what? You're making some sense.
I'm just saying you should just wait it out.
So how much longer do I need to wait it out? Because it's been about a year and I've already wanted to quit over a year. So how much longer do I need to wait?
You haven't been transitioning for a year.
We have been bought over a year ago and has been going steadily into this new sad company.
What's so sad about it? The colors.
I don't know. Just everybody's mood, everybody's issues to it. It just seems like they're just trying to push everything. Like, at first it was slow, and now it's like, we want to eat you up now.
Yeah, because it's been a year and you're dragging your feet. Let's go.
We'll see. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to apply to jobs. If I get them, I get them. If I don't, I don't. And I'll just stay where I am. But I'll just put it in God's hands. That's all I can say right now.
That's all you can do.
I hate that we have to talk about God, but then we're going to get right into the next subject.
Don't you curse.
I can't curse, y'all. Anyway, but we have to talk some smack. God, I don't know. We're going to talk shit, y'all. It's time to talk some shit. So basically what we do is anything that we want to talk about, what's on our mind, we talking shit about it. This week, oh my goodness, we have got to talk about it. I don't know if you live in Texas.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know where you're from. I don't know if you have to pay tolls. But that is something in Texas. That is the number one thing that people
And there are dread. Tolls everywhere. When I say everywhere. If you want to get anywhere in a decent amount of time, you need to take the tolls. If you're going like 20 miles, it's going to take you like 35 minutes to get there. But with the tolls, it's 15.
Right.
But they don't tell you. So much faster. You know how like you got regular tolls in Maryland or on the East Coast where you just, you pay 50 cents and then you get to use it and then that's it.
In
Texas, it's like, okay, you pay 50 cents to use this portion of it, but then when you go through, it's another dollar and then another.
And then you keep going and you keep going and keep going.
How many miles you're going through.
If you don't have a toll tag, it's more money.
Oh my, it's like double.
Mind you, these are toll roads. When you get on the toll road and you pay money to be on the road, you expect not to be in traffic.
Exactly.
Okay, you expect.
Still in traffic.
You in traffic. It's still faster because you was because Texas traffic ain't that bad, not as bad as DC.
Oh my gosh!
But why am I sitting in traffic? I'm paying you
exactly
all this money,
a dollar something, 25, whatever.
So my
it
thing is like we don't pay, okay here in Texas we don't pay state tax. It's great on our paycheck. Isn't. Get a little bit extra. But you know when you think about the things that you give up.
Be able to get to places in just a timely like fashion. That.
Some decent roads. You know, not every single road has to be a dang toll. And then now, did you notice that they are adding more and more red light cameras?
Yeah, everywhere. I got two when I first moved here. One a month.
Some people
$75.
Some people say don't run a red light. You know what? Sometimes you just can't. You know?
No.
You
just can't. I turned right in a right lane. Like on red, but there was no sign that says no turn on red. So I turned right and it took my, I had to pay the ticket anyway.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm gonna need y'all to do better.
I'm just saying, you know, you little toll places, I'm just saying, they sending toll tickets to my dad.
Look now.
Please stop sending it to my dad. We know that you can't take collections. We know it. We already
exactly.
know. Okay.
I just want y'all to know they be trying to scare you. I went to the daggone toll office today.
They do try to scare us.
And they be trying to scare you.
I'm not paying you tolls.
Or I'm going
not.
To the toll office today. Whatever.
I'm not. Now, I know I can't. They say you can't, you know, renew your registration, nothing like that. But it's a little way where you can sometimes, okay? Because I owe about $1,500 in tolls. Just want to let everybody know what we're talking about, how deep these tolls are. When I first moved here, it's about $300 a month on average with these tolls. About 300. It's just too much. It's just take out my state tax.
And they have a
just
fake collections company that they'll try to use to try and scare you. I found that out.
Though
it did put a little fire in my butt. So,
it did. A little bit.
So,
a little bit.
I mean, though I was still paying. You know what?
But now that I know I've been here for 3 years and nothing has happened, then I'm like, okay.
And just so you know, even if you start a toll tag account, even if your car is registered to someone else, even if you start an account with that tag number and everything, all and everything is still going to go to the other person.
My dad is still getting toll bills. I just told him to ignore it.
My ex is literally, he just got a collections letter. And come to find out, it's a little fake collection company that can't even do nothing for anybody. It's just something to scare you. Like,
they don't
it's
even
not
want.
Right,
then,
I'm
then
a handler
when you,
today
okay,
when I
so
go.
Then I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like I did call, I did try to get this resolved. Okay, so they don't even want to take a portion of it. They want you to get a toll tag. Mm. I don't want to get a toll tag.
I've been on the phone with them trying to get everything saved. I've been up there. I'm
it's like
there
they don't even
want
to try to work with you
later on today. I mean, it's
I'm
they just want
to,
money.
I'm
They're trying
to do
get money
something
because they know the state poor because they should have had state taxes and they're regretting it.
Like, too okay, bad. So, like, just erase my account, okay? And then maybe I will think about taking a toll.
Put in the right name and it can be paid. Put in the right name.
Get rid of these tolls, Texas. All of it. Please. Or cut
the prices down.
Let me tell you, it was one job I had out, you know, near the football stadium. And without tolls, it took me about 23 minutes to get there. Without tolls, 46 minutes.
Exactly.
A whole hour. That's a whole hour to me. You might as well just break that.
Yes.
Break that into an hour, okay? Double. Because with traffic and all that.
With traffic. If there's no traffic, it takes me like 30 minutes.
And I'll be speeding, y'all. I'll be going like 80. And that's not even fast for Texas anyway.
It's not.
Okay. We done being petty, y'all. It's time to go.
Bump the toll away.
Thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. Lauren, where can they find you if they do want to talk to you and stalk you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lauren_G.
Don't stalk her.
Please don't stalk me, guys. I just can't.
And anyway, you can find me on all social media outlets. I will be going international this week. Woo-hoo. So follow me on Snapchat too, at Truth or Darion, Darion. Come see all my funny stories. I like to leave some
in
stuff.
In Portugal.
I'll be in Portugal. I'll be in Greece.
He might be back at the hostel.
I'm excited. We should have talked about that. Anyway, we do got to go. Next week, we'll let you know what happened. Alrighty. Adios.